our New Testament lesson is taken from the book of Galatians. So if you, the scripture was wrong in the bulletin, but it's Galatians 6, 11 through 18, if you are following along. New Testament lesson, Galatians 6, 11 through 18. This is Paul writing. He said, "See what large letters I make when I am writing in my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised, so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one make trouble for me, for I carry the marks of Jesus branded on my body. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen." Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the words of the Apostle Paul, of how he shows us what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ, of how it is that we are to live our lives. So, Lord, I pray that as I bring forth this message, that it truly is your message, and that it just expounds on the words of Paul in a way that will help us to live as servants for you. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Paul tells us that we should not boast on anything. Anything we have said or anything we have done. But only that what we have done is done because of the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How many of us have ever boasted on our own behalf? How many of us have ever said, "I've done"? Not of how Christ has worked through us to do what we have done, but to take the credit for ourselves. I'm sad to say that I know I have done that, and I have done it more than once. But as Paul is talking to this crowd of Jews that are gathering around, who are trying to appear as if they are very spiritual, very religious by becoming circumcised and telling all of those who are there, "You must be circumcised too." Paul says, "You have nothing to boast about. You have nothing to boast about because you yourselves do not live according to the law." They made many laws and did not carry them out themselves. But they also did not live out the laws that God had given them. And Paul is saying, you can do nothing on your own accord. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we die to ourselves and we live for Christ. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, we become a new creation. It isn't about making a good impression on other people, but it's about living as God calls us to live. It's no longer living for the world, even though we must live in the world, but it's about living for Jesus Christ. Paul tells us in verse 12, It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. He is telling us that these Jews are telling people it's by what you do that you will get to heaven. But my friends, let me tell you, there is absolutely nothing that we can do to earn our way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So for us to get to heaven is to confess our sin and accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. It's what Christ has done for us. He has given us this gift of free salvation. And so it's when we come to Christ with truly repentant hearts and accept His love and His grace for us that we become that new creation that Paul is talking about. Paul continues on and he says, from then on, let no one make trouble for me, for I carry the marks of Jesus branded on my body. What is Paul talking about? What kind of marks is he referring to? What kind of marks come into your mind when you hear those words or read that passage of Scripture? Back in biblical days, slaves were regarded as pieces of property. And they were marked in a variety of ways. Sometimes they had an ear pierced to show that they belonged to someone. Sometimes they had a tattoo to show that they belonged to someone. Sometimes they were branded. And so was Paul talking about the fact that he had marked his body in some way that others would recognize him as a servant of the Lord? You know, in our world today, if we saw someone with piercings in their ears or tattoos on their body, we wouldn't associate that with being belong to someone, would we? And when I think about branding, I think about cattle. Although we know that often in cults that people get branded. But we need to understand that in Jesus' day, those were biblical practices. Or common practices, not necessarily biblical practices. And Paul's telling us that he somehow marked his body so that others would know that he was a servant unto the Lord. What those markings were, we aren't told. But that raises a question for us today. What markings do we have as Christians to show others that we are a servant for Jesus Christ? I want us to be completely open and honest with ourselves. Can people look at us today and see visible evidence of who we are in Jesus? Can they look at us and know that we follow the Savior of the world? What do people see by the way we talk, by the way we behave, by the way that we live our lives? Do they see and hear a servant of Jesus Christ? Can people look at us and see how it is that we respond to our mate, to our parents, to our children, of how it is that we interact with people, maybe those that we know or even those that we meet in the street? Does it say that we follow Jesus Christ? Do we look different? Probably not physically. I mean, when we look around the room and we look at all the people who are here, none of us look the same, do we? And yet, we heard in our scripture from Genesis, we're all created in the image of God. And so when we become that new creation, that image isn't a physical image. It doesn't change our appearance of what we look like. It's an internal image. It's our heart and our soul and how it is that we live our lives for Jesus. So what are some of the present day marks of Jesus? Sometimes I think people think that when they confess their sin and they accept Christ as their Savior, that there's going to be this immediate, drastic transformation in their lives and they're going to be made perfect. Well, let me tell you that none of us on this side of heaven are ever going to be perfect. So we need to remember that. We need to remember that none of us are perfect. So we need to stop acting as if we are. When we confess our sin and we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we will change. That change may be drastic. That change may be slow. But what we need to remember is that when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the first thing that needs to change is our heart and our minds. We need to no longer have that mindset of the world, but we need to put our minds on Christ. And hopefully one of the first things that changes in us is that we realize how important we are to the one who created us. God created each of us, and God doesn't make mistakes. We are born into a sinful world, and we come to know sin as we come to know the Lord. And so when we know Jesus Christ, we have to be open to that conviction that he has for our lives when we are sinning and how it is that he is calling us to rid that sin of our lives. But know without a doubt that you are important to God. And know without a doubt that when you come to God, he accepts you just as you are. How many times have you ever heard somebody say, well, once I do this or once I change this, then I'll come to the Lord. No, we have to come to the Lord in order for us to be changed. God has given us that free gift of salvation to come to him just as we are. He has also given each of us a gift. As I was sitting here this morning to be blessed by these beautiful voices sitting in front of me, because as you all know, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. But for those who have the voice to sing and to share those their voices with others, not only here in our church, but many of them in our community, what a gift that is. But not all of us have that gift, but God has given each and every one of us a gift that he wants us to use for his glory. A gift on how it is that you and I can help contribute to building the kingdom of God. And you know what? When we use those gifts collectively, God can do great and amazing things. Right now, you and I are living in times of grave moral crisis. We are living in a world where we no longer know our neighbor, our coworkers. We may think we know them, but how many times do you turn on the TV and see where a horrific crime has happened and someone said, I had no idea. They were the nicest neighbor ever. They were great to work with. In fact, there have even been brothers and sisters who have said of their own sibling, I had no idea they were capable of doing something like that. So we can no longer expect our neighbor or our coworker or our brother or sister to be a follower of Jesus Christ. So how do you and I bear the marks of Jesus in a way that will speak to those persons? How is it that we can best be a witness to Jesus Christ day in and day out as we live our lives? A tough question, isn't it? A tough question when we know that others have looked at their neighbors, have looked at their coworkers, have looked at their brothers and sisters and thought they knew who they were. And yet, we're shocked by actions. And so how is it that we live that others can look at us and see Jesus Christ? Are our lives consistent with the words that we speak? Do we live moral lives in an immoral world? Do we do the right thing when everyone else is doing the wrong thing? Are we following the will of our Father? See, Jesus was all about fulfilling the will of his Father. Do you remember his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane? When he said, Lord, take this cup from me, but not my will, yours. Where would you and I be today if Jesus hadn't followed the will of his Father? We're going to close our service today with a song called, They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love. That is truly the mark of being a servant of Jesus. The greatest gift that we can offer anyone is that gift of love. It isn't about preaching at people. It isn't about pointing out their sin because their sin is different than our sin. But it's about loving them exactly where they are. Isn't that what Christ Jesus did? It's about how we love and interact with those who do not yet know Jesus Christ, as well as those who do know. It's about knowing that we are not always going to agree with people, not even those who are our brothers and sisters in Christ. But it's about loving one another in our diversity. It's about having that holiness of heart, of having Christ living in our hearts and us living for him. John Wesley referred to it as inward and outward holiness of heart, a holiness of heart which when we accept Christ as our Savior, that love is so great for us that we want to live it out. So we need to ask ourselves, what marks of Christ do others see in us to know that we are Christian, to know that we are a servant of Jesus Christ? Amen.